Philip Morris presents The Bickersons, starring Frances Langford and Lou Parker. Believe in yourself. Yes, believe in yourself. Compare Philip Morris. Match Philip Morris. Judge Philip Morris against any other brand. Then, decide for yourself which cigarette is milder, tastier, more enjoyable. Believe in yourself, and you'll believe in Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. And now, Philip Morris presents The Bickersons, produced and broadcast, transcribed from Hollywood, starring Miss Frances Langford and Mr. Lou Parker. Together, they will portray the lead characters in Philip Rapp's humorous creation, The Bickersons. And as the battling John and Blanche, they will bring you an unretouched picture of domestic tranquility. But first, here's Lou Parker as Lou Parker.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening. I'm quite sure you're all waiting to meet that gracious young lady who has earned the undying love and gratitude of our boys both here and overseas for her tireless efforts in still another role. Here she is, the purple heart girl, Miss Frances Langford.
Thank you, Luke.
Frances, before we put the gloves on for our Bickerson stint, I have a little favor to ask of you.
Anything you want, Lou.
Well, it isn't for me, although I'm sure I'll enjoy it. A couple of weeks ago, when you were entertaining the servicemen at the Long Beach Veterans Hospital, one of the boys fell in love with you.
Only one?
Well, this one's doing something about it. He's written a letter to you asking that you sing a song especially for him. His name is Terry Amico of Ward N3, and the song he'd like to hear is Blue Skies. Okay, Frances?
Nothing would give me greater pleasure. So with the help of Tony Romano and his orchestra, this is for you, Terry.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but blue birds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by when you're in love, oh my. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by when you're in love, oh my, my blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies. No more gray.
Friends, in a moment, we'll have a look in at the Bickersons. But first, I'd like to have a word with the most important person in the world when it comes to choosing a cigarette. That person, of course, is you. We of Philip Morris believe that no one's taste is more important to you than your taste. No one's judgment is more important to you than your judgment. That's why we ask you to believe in yourself. That's why, unlike others, we of Philip Morris never ask you to test our brand alone. That's no test, because it gives you no choice. We say compare Philip Morris. Match Philip Morris. Judge Philip Morris against any other cigarette. Then, make your own choice according to your own taste, your own judgment. In short, believe in yourself. Later, you'll hear an interview with an actual smoker, not an actor, not a paid performer, but a real person who will make the only fair cigarette test, the Philip Morris nose test. I know you'll be interested, so stay with us, won't you? Now, light up a Philip Morris, and let's join Frances Langford and Lou Parker as John and Blanche Bickerson in The Honeymoon Is Over. In the Bickerson bedroom, there is an infernal machine. With a persistent, inexorable ticking common to all time bombs, it gradually approaches the hour that will shatter the ears and destroy the happiness of the unsuspecting John. It's a matter of seconds now. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I wish I was dead.
All right. All right. All right. Blanche. Blanche.
Wait a minute. I'm putting a ribbon in my hair.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. Just thought I'd like to look nice for this morning.
Why?
I knew you'd forget. You did forget. Today happens to be our wedding anniversary.
I didn't forget it.
Then why didn't you say something?
I just opened my eyes.
Well, we've been married 8 years. What do you want to do?
Nothing. It's too late now.
Haven't you got any plans for tonight?
Sure, I got it all worked out. I'm going to take you to dinner and a burlesque show.
No, you're not. I'm having a party tonight.
Then what did you ask me for? Where's my pants? Somebody stole my pants.
Nobody stole your pants.
I just looked under the bed and they're not there.
Here are your pants.
Thanks. Blanche, these aren't my pants.
Then whose pants are they?
That's a good question. Only I should be asking.
Don't be so funny in the morning. They were baggy, so I pressed them.
Baggy. Hand me my tie.
Which one?
Doesn't matter. I want to use it for a belt. My suspenders are broken.
Why don't you use your belt?
I'm using it to keep the soles from falling off my shoes.
Nonsense, your shoes.
I know it. I haven't got a belt. Where's my shirt?
Your coffee's getting cold.
I don't want any coffee. Where'd you hide my shirt?
Didn't hide it anywhere.
Well, where is it?
I draped it around the canary's cage.
My shirt, the only rag you can find to cover that cage with?
Hasn't hurt it any, has it?
No, but I don't like the way that bird pokes into my pockets. Every time I take a cigarette out, I'm smoking bird seed. Why do you have to cover the cage anyway?
The canary is sensitive to light.
Well, get him a pair of sunglasses and leave my shirt alone.
Why would you be so mean on our anniversary?
Blanche, I'm not mean. I'm worried. I haven't sold a single vacuum cleaner for 4 weeks.
You sold one on Thursday.
I know, but we bought it. I had to sell something to keep from getting fired. I'd like to take it back, Blanche. I can't make the payments on it.
You leave it alone. We'll need it when we get a carpet.
Okay. Bye.
John!
What?
I've been standing here waiting for you to kiss me goodbye, and you haven't even looked at me.
I looked at you.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing, Blanche. I'm late. Wait a minute. You got any money?
Well, there's a quarter in the sugar bowl.
A quarter?
You can bring me the change when you come home.
Now, listen, Blanche. Something's got to be done about this. I can't get out of work like a pauper every day. A man's got to have a couple of dollars in his pocket.
Well, don't yell at me.
Well, I don't mind going in torn clothes, holes in my socks, but I'm not going to suffer through those lunches anymore.
What's the matter with your lunches?
You ought to know. You pack them for me. Just getting sick of carrying my lunch to work in a paper sack. Why can't I go to a restaurant like the other fellas? Why can't I...
What are you talking about? I haven't fixed your lunch for 2 years.
Oh, Blanche, every morning of my life I find my lunch wrapped in brown paper on the side of the sink.
Lunch? That's the garbage.
No wonder nobody wants to swap sandwiches with me. Bye, Blanche.
Goodbye, dear, and happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, dear sister. Oh, thanks, Clara. Where's Bonnie?
I'm here. Clara's getting late. Why don't you tell her?
Tell me what? Bonnie can't come tonight. He's been invited to a masquerade party at the United Nations Pool Hall. You know, his friend's place. No.
Tell her already.
Well, anyway, he wants to go, and it's sort of a hard times party. Everybody's going dressed as a bum.
What are you telling me for?
Well, I thought maybe he could borrow some of John's clothes.
Well, that's a nice thing to say.
Bonnie, come away from that closet.
Why can't I borrow this old gray suit? Them raglan shoulders are way out of style.
Oh, I forgot about that suit. John never wears it. It just hangs there. You can have it, Barney.
Oh, thanks. The boys will get a kick out of those open-toed pants. You coming, Clara?
In a minute. Blanche, I wonder if you'd mind lending me your vacuum cleaner.
Well, I can't do that, Clara. It's never been used. It's still in the box.
Oh. Well, what's the matter with John's sample?
He's using it for demonstrations. How do you suppose he sells his vacuum cleaner?
With his disposition, I'll never know.
Good morning, madam. I'm from the Eagle Appliances. Paying a call and answer to your
letter. Oh, I'm sorry. You're 20 minutes late, and I've got an appointment with the dentist.
Well, you see, I'll only take a few minutes.
I can't wait. I'm getting my bridge today.
But I just want to see you.
I'm sorry. Not now. I've got to get to my dentist.
What good are teeth if your house is dirty? Oh, well. How do you like that? 5 o'clock, and I haven't even got a foot in the door yet. Well, this is my last call. I'll have to high pressure this one. I've been giving up too easy. Good afternoon, sir. I represent the Eagle Appliance Company, and I'm about to give your wife a demonstration that will simply amaze her.
My wife ain't home.